act of compassion and loyalty to a brother in arms.
Westbrook dies a month later at Walter Reed, but Swenson stayed in touch with his family, who were at the ceremony today.
I looked into a room that was there to support me, but I was there to support them, and I will continue to be there to support them. My colleagues, the families of the fallen. It was a powerful moment.
So was September 8, 2009. U.S. forces got ambushed by 60 Taliban en route to meet village elders. The battle lasted more than 6 hours. For more than 90 minutes, Swenson radioed for help, then pushed through enemy fire to recover the fallen and injured. Marine Sergeant Dakota Meyer was given the Medal of Honor 2 years ago for his actions. 5 Americans were killed, 24 injured.
Could I have done anything different? No. But could I always hope that the outcome could have been different? Yeah.
The real question is, could the U.S. military have done anything differently? Swenson accused his commanders of not sending air support and artillery, complaining loudly strict rules of engagement in Afghanistan cost U.S. troops their lives. 2 senior commanders faced career-ending reprimands as a result. Swenson's nomination was, quote, lost by the Army for 19 months.
I mean, somebody went in and took his Medal of Honor nomination and deleted it from the awards database. That means that somebody in the Army did not want him to get the Medal of Honor.
Today, Swenson asked the Army to allow him to return to active duty.
You can have misunderstandings, you can have disagreements, but that's with the individual, never with the institution. The Army did not let me down.
A grateful nation finally recognized his courage under fire. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Great story.